From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here this morning. It really continues to be a quiet day. Of course, with the holiday, government would have been shut down anyway. It is obviously going through a government shutdown, but would have been a quiet news day anyway. Typically, reports are delayed on this day in the past. So I still expect export inspections to maybe come out tomorrow, but crop progress, it'll continue to be delayed while the government shut down. Other government data, for most of it anyway, continues to be somewhat shut down. A little bit of softer tone against China here yesterday by both President Trump and J.D. Vance, and then Treasury Secretary Bessent this morning still reiterating that a visit to China from President Trump may still be on here later this month. So that's allowed soybeans to recover here a little bit. A little rain moving through this morning, so keeping harvest a little slow start, but looks like a lot of beans finishing up. It should be mostly corn here for the next 10 days or so. Looks like another dry window here after today. So, but otherwise, a pretty mixed picture here this morning. Pretty quiet, being that banks are closed. So that tends to reduce some of the trading interest. We have December corn at 413 and a half, up a half. March corn at 429 and a quarter. That's up a quarter. November soybeans at 1012 and a half, up 5 3/4. January beans at 1030, that's up 6 3/4. December Chicago wheat, that's 496 3/4, down 1 3/4. March at 513 1/4, that's down 2 cents. Livestock markets here, mostly higher. We've got October cattle at 239.85, up 137. Deese cattle at 243.82, up 130. October feeders 375.45, down 5. November's at 376.87, up 97. December hogs 85.15, up 112. Feb hogs 87.32, up 102. Got gold into new all-time highs here again this morning. That's sharply higher. Crude oil up almost a dollar here this morning. So commodities in general, a little bit better today after Friday's sell-off. So continues to be quiet, obviously waiting on any more discussions with China and seeing how that goes. And then, of course, waiting to see when the government shutdown ends here to get some more data flowing into the ag space. Otherwise, quiet start to the week here, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 78 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 53 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.